Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. This afternoon's show is particularly compelling because of the times in which you and I live. Husbands are given an imperative by God Himself to love their wives as Christ has loved the church. Think about that for a moment. Think about the import. Think about the foundation upon which Paul bases his words that are given to him through the power of the Holy Spirit. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And so, you and I know that according to John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved, agape, in the Greek, a noun of action, just as pistis, or the word faith in the New Testament Greek, is a noun of action. And so, think about this word love, and think about the context of John 3:16. For God so loved the cosmos that he gave as a gift his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, or whosoever believes into him, shall not perish but have eternal life. Husbands, love your wives as Christ has loved the church. Now, these words by Paul are given to us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Once again, husbands, and notice the subject is at the beginning of the sentence. Husbands, love your wives, and even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The word love in the Greek is also stated in the present imperative. So it is important for us to understand syntax, to understand the way words have been arranged by the Spirit in the Greek New Testament, because if God states a subject in the imperative, then it means that it's something that we must do. And please note also that this word agape has nothing to do with human emotion or our emotions. According to the scripture and the word that is used here, agape, this noun of action is a word that speaks to one's attitude. And before Paul gets to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24, he has this incredible amount of doctrine that he writes down for us that we might study and learn what the will of God is for our lives. And so we dare not tear Ephesians 5:25 from its context, because it is a single fabric. And it is important that we hear the doctrine that comes before, that is the doctrine that leads up to these words of Paul. And then, when we get to chapter 6, beginning at verse 10, Paul is going to talk about the armor of God. So I want you to see that this is a single fabric, and that we dare not tear these words from their context, because the marriage that Paul is speaking about is not only about our human marriage and our human relationship. Paul is speaking about the relationship between the Christos and his soma, or Christ and the church, or Christ and the church, which is his bride. And so, what the Word of God teaches, and I want to emphasize this because you and I live in a culture that constantly parades before us, because it is the cosmos, it is the cosmic system. The word cosmos is the word that's used for world in the Greek, and it is from the word cosmeia, which means to arraign or to adorn, to make something appealing. And so the world system parades before the eyes of men, women who are scantily clad, women who use their bodies in ways to distort proper perception. And when a man's heart is filled with sexual lust, he will be carried away from God's will by his lust. He will be carried into thoughts of adultery. Or if he is not a married man, he will be carried away into thoughts of fornication. Pornea is the Greek word that's used for both. Jesus said, from within, out of the heart of man proceeds. Then Jesus gives this list of what goes on in the human heart. But in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Paul says that you and I are to be filled with the Spirit of God. As husbands, we are to be filled with God's Spirit. As husbands, we are to be well-trained in doctrine. As husbands, we need to have a teachable spirit so that our primary teacher, the Holy Spirit of God, can teach us the Word of God that you and I need. And why do I keep emphasizing the Word of God? Because the Word of God is designed to transform, that is, to change or to shape the will of the student. The Word of God, once again, is designed to change our will. In Galatians 2:20, Paul writes, "I am crucified with Christ." The pronoun I in Greek is the word ego or ego, E-G-O. And Paul is talking about the self. The self. Paul's not talking about the soul, but this fiction called the self. And understand how I'm using this fiction. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. That old man, that self, must be crucified. When that old man is crucified, and notice, there is not the word tenses are different than in the English. Marriage is so important. Marriage is so powerful. Marriage is so necessary because it is the foundation of society. And God knows that Satan wants to rip apart marriages, that is, the marriages of believers. And I don't know how believers can have a powerful marriage if they are not in the Word of God. Yes, one may go to seminars, and yes, one may have a fun time at seminars, but when the glow of the seminar has faded, then one finds that not much has changed. Look, we all come to marriage with different backgrounds, with different needs. And I'm speaking to husbands now because there are wives who come to marriage who have had backgrounds in early childhood sexual abuse, rape, or ritual satanic abuse. These are wonderful people, wonderful women, who need husbands who are strong in the faith, husbands who are strong in the Word. They need men who are strong in the will of God. And so we need to be filled with the Spirit so that we will have the humility to hear the Word of God as God teaches us. It is through the power of God, it is through the resurrection power of Christ that Paul speaks about in this letter to the Ephesians, that we can love our wives with agape love. That is, God's divine self-sacrificial love. Agape, noun of action. God said in this verse, Ephesians 5:25, it is given to us in the present imperative, we're to love with divine self-sacrificial love. Self-sacrifice. Understand, it is an attitude. God wants to reshape our attitude from a me-centeredness to Christ-centeredness, and then we will love our wives, love the church. And let me tell you, husbands, when you love in this manner, you will receive so much in your marriage. You will have wonderful marriages, because the more one divests himself of himself, the more one can receive from God. Be filled with the Spirit of God and watch God do wonderful things in your marriage. Let God transform your will. Let God transform your mind about marriage, and you will stop looking outside of your marriage to find a fulfilling relationship with someone else. Understand that an affair is not the answer. The answer that you and I need as husbands is always to line our wills up with the will of God for our lives. And God has said that we are to love our wives as the Christos, as Christ, has loved the church. And notice, he gave himself for it. This is Ephesians 5:25. Notice, he gave himself for it. And so the compelling ethos is there for us, but we need to avail ourselves of the truth of the Word of God. And when we walk close to God and obey his Word, everything within us will change and within our periphery, including our wives. May God bless you and have a great day.